I will pray for your alcoholism.
One, rude. Two, you might be right.
You might be right.
Hello, and welcome to Buds, Books, and Booze, a fortnightly book club with friends discussing life and literature over a few drinks. Join Katie, Alex, Zach, and myself, Bill, as we dive into an unpretentious review. So fill up your glass and come along for the ride with the most tangential book club to drink along with.
Good evening, everyone. It's good to be back for a very special episode of Buds, Books, and Booze. But we need to start out every episode as we always do. So this evening, Bill, since you are our host once again, what are you drinking this evening?
Well, I don't have much of it left, thanks to Katie's audio issues prior to this. But I was drinking a little bit of scotch. I'm sure I've drank it before on the cast. Akintoshin. It's the only triple distilled scotch, and god damn is it delicious.
I'm just here to make everyone laugh.
It's still good. You're doing great work.
So wait, you said so the amount of scotch you currently have in that glass, that's all you have for the evening?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was full.
Oh wow. All right. Well, that's I will pray for your alcoholism.
One, rude. I don't go to meetings. Two, you might be right.
You might be right.
But
the meetings might be necessary, but we haven't gotten there yet. We're not to that step yet.
I haven't got to that step. I got to admit I've got a problem before I can get to that step.
I believe after that, you have to admit that you need a higher power or something. I forget how it works. Anyway, Bill or Alex, what are you drinking tonight?
So I am currently drinking Gevalia Signature Blend coffee out of a Johns Hopkins mug. I will eventually switch over to this Badia L.A. Corti Montepulciano d'Abruzzo. I mean, it's a fairly cheap bottle of wine, but it's from Italy. And, you know, I had to walk out of my way after work in order to get to the liquor store. There's a whole block out
there. Fair enough.
You hold on. Stop. Don't lie to people saying that it's on your way home. You definitely had to go a half a block out of your way. A whole 60 steps.
Man, it really is laborious. Like I have to go half a block down and then I have to come back that half block. And why is it so necessary? I'd much rather just install a zip line, just rappel from the top of the bookstore straight into my third floor studio apartment. Any of the week. The only thing.
You could have two zip lines.
Yeah, yeah.
One from. Because your work, the Johns Hopkins bookstore, is uphill, right? So you could zip line either to the liquor store or to home, thereby negating half a block's worth of walking.
Yes.
And they squirt wine in your mouth as you go by.
Oh yeah. Out of the
it's like
the
when you're at Disney World and you like squirt the people under the bridge.
I want to live in this world that we've imagined just now.
This is good shit. I love
we
it.
Do yeah. live in this world.
Yeah, I live it every day in my zip lines.
Not where people squirt wine into my mouth while I'm on a zip line.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
I definitely squirted wine into Bill's mouth while he was running a marathon. I don't see what, you know. Why.
That is accurate. I still tell people about that story at like mile whatever, where my hands were so cold I couldn't open the thermos of wine that you
had. Yeah, it was what, mile 24? Something like that? You had just
It was near the end.
Yeah, you had just gotten into the city limits.
What marathon was this?
Boston.
Boston Marathon's so much fun.
New York City Marathon just happened, and I was miserable for the runners.
Wow. I mean, I guess it's we try to envision the world that we want to live in or something like that. Dream the world you want to live in. We're getting there. We're getting there. Speaking of, Katie, what are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking nothing.
What? What?
I drank a lot this weekend, guys. I'm not going to lie to you.
Where so is I'm the eggnog? Get in the holiday spirit.
She sounds so serious. Yeah. I'm not going
to
lie
to you. I'm trying to let my organs take a break.
I hear that.
Raleigh got okay. me fucked up.
Okay. Well,
I like it way better than I thought I did.
Okay.
What I mean, how long has it been since you were down in North Carolina previously?
So I've been in North Carolina a bunch of times since I graduated, but that's just been at the beach with my family. I haven't been to the Triangle since I graduated 2.5 years ago.
Wait, you were in Raleigh?
This past weekend.
You know that's like 30 minutes
from
me. I thought
you lived in like Fayetteville.
I live in Pinehurst.
I don't fucking know where that is. I thought you were by Fort Bragg.
I am. I'm about an hour west, northwest of Fort
Bragg.
So
closer to Raleigh is what you're saying.
Correct.
He's an officer.
Missed opportunity.
I did think about you.
Oh.
Officers don't live within a half hour of the base. Right?
Yeah, that's a foolish thing to do.
That's a pretty standard rule of thumb.
Yeah.
Although I was looking at houses to buy, to like get a bigger home, and I was like, I get a lot nicer house, a lot bigger house for way less money if I move closer to base.
Yeah.
It's tempting.
When I was in Baltimore a couple weeks ago for a wedding, I also thought about Alex.
Yeah, and you didn't message me then either. And Zach comes through Baltimore, and he doesn't message me either.
I know.
I was also in
you know what happens when I come through Baltimore?
You snuggle.
I cuddle with Alex.
Yeah. All right. I think we're going to... Dan. All right. Dan was in Philadelphia. I ran into Dan. All right. He's not even in the actual podcast. He's just in the group chat.
He just lurks on our group chat.
He's the world's biggest leprechaun that just hides under the bridge.
Man,
that creepy giant ginger I love.
Zach, what are you drinking?
Yeah. What am I drinking? Well, as you know, due to life, I am now in a state of permanent forced sobriety. But in my permanent forced sobriety, I am drinking lemonade tonight. I made it myself. I'm actually pretty proud of it. Ooh. I'm more than halfway through the glass, and I gotta say, pretty sweet with a little bit of tart. I'm liking it. By the way, Jamie Tart, you're gonna learn about that, Alex. It's gonna be a good time. And biscuits with the boss. Hashtag Ted Lasso.
I see why Zach was getting so judgmental about my scotch earlier. Yeah. You get on the sobriety train, and now you just Judgy McJudgerson.
Well,
there,
I mean,
huh?
It's not so much Judgy McJudgerson is that I'm envious because there are so many alcohols that I would still want to try, and I can never try them without potentially causing a life-ending seizure and dying.
Okay, don't
so.
Say never. All right. You're like 32 and a half. I forget how old
Jesus,
you are.
Jesus, bro.
Yeah, and my dad has epilepsy, and he will still have drinks at weddings. I mean, that's the only time, you know, that he drinks is at weddings or, you know, a newborn baby, but
And that Ron Swanson says the only time a man is allowed to cry is at weddings and the Grand Canyon. That's it, something like that.
God, Ron Swanson's character is amazing.
He is. but no. Anyway, let's get into it. Have we covered the majority of our lives enough to go ahead and start this book / movie / amazing piece of cinema?
Yeah, sure. I never have anything fun going on in my life.
Like I said, I got fucked up in Raleigh.
Yeah, I went to Philly for...
And didn't call me?
I went to a writer's
next
convention.
Time, I'll be back.
Yes.
I have another story. Bill, I'm getting my hair cut.
Alex is so excited tonight.
Oh my God.
Wait, what?
How? Stop.
Stop
how
all short? The presses.
Stop.
How short?
I scheduled the haircut. All right, for 45 minutes.
It's a trim, right?
It's a I'm taking like 2 inches off. Yeah, I
okay. All right.
I went.
Why are you trying to give me a heart attack?
That's
brother?
Just a trim then.
It's a woman's salon. I have no idea. I have nothing. All I know is that they have a very nice Instagram, and all the women's hair is fantastic. So I'm very excited to go.
That's awesome. That's really exciting.
See what they can do with this, because I also need to get a new brush. Katie, do you use a Denman brush? Would you recommend?
Denim?
Denman.
Like,
it's like a half-curved brush. I'm trying to bring out the curls.
Okay. Do you think I fucking know what that means?
I'm so confused.
It's a good day if I even wash my hair.
I do get my hair cut sometimes, back when I had hair, at my wife's salon, and it's like got a bar in it.
Ooh.
It's very fun. It's a cool little atmosphere.
I go to hair cuttery because I'm a cheap bastard.
I buzz my head because I'm a cheap bastard.
I would buzz my head, but I finally grew it out to a length that I like. So.
All right. Fair enough. The only thing that happened with me is I went to a writer's convention in Philly with my wife, and I got called a hubby bitch, but we talked about why that was off mic, and nothing need more be said about it. It was highly validating for me, and I felt really good about it because it was a good connecting point with my wife. Anyway, let's talk about this grand new project that we're going to be talking about. Bill, take us away.
All right. We're going to provide a little bit of, I guess it's not movie commentary, it's a TV special commentary for How the Grinch Stole Christmas. I think it's 66 is when it came out. Chuck Jones. That's right. 66 with the amazing voice of Boris Karloff. I'm pretty excited about this. Although we did realize Grinch isn't actually green in the in the book. Like, that's like the first thing that everyone thinks about. But in the book, all the characters are just black and white. It's kind of... Although it's typical Dr. Seuss animation. I mean, not animation. Cartoons where they're just very abstractly sketched. So,
yeah.
I get it. It's still...
With a little bit of red.
So... we're going to watch the How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the Ultimate Edition, through Prime Video. But we're only going to cover the How the Grinch Stole Christmas portion, so the first third of it, not all of it. All right. Is everyone ready?
I'm ready, sir.
Let's rock and roll.
All right. For all of our listeners, I'll count down and I'll click play on one. 3, 2, 1.
Ooh, that's so quiet.
There it is.
Yep.
Cat in the Hat presentation.
Normally, I don't watch Christmas movies until the day after Thanksgiving, so...
You've literally...
I'm...
I'm
the same way. Kelsey takes it, like, the day after Halloween, it's all fair game. Like, Mariah Carey's playing.
No.
On November 1st.
I mean, you don't think we've opened up a hellmouth like Bronimus Bosch, do you?
I know. I have
Boris
already...
Karloff.
I have already started listening to jazz, so I'm starting to get into the season. But that's about it.
I love it. That's awesome.
I'll pull my Christmas sweaters out Friday.
All I know is that the sheer variety of snowflakes here is doing it for me right now.
I haven't seen this in a long, long time.
Neither have I.
I know. It's pretty amazing, really.
I used to watch this every year.
Go.
Who is the... oh, man. He was on SNL. He was in Jingle All the Way. The father next door to Arnold Schwarzenegger. Newsroom.
Oh.
Man. You know what I'm talking about? He, like, died.
Yeah, I know
really
exactly
early.
Who you're talking about. I just can't put a name to a face.
With the eyebrows?
He used to do like a introduction, or it's like a half hour like making of documentary on TBS or TNT, whichever channel aired it every year. Phil Hartman, there we go.
This is such a made up song.
No, it really is.
So
it's
the
just complete nonsense,
Alex. Alex will love this. I read this the other day on IMDb about this. So the very intro about the Fahu Forest song was made to sound like classical Latin. And when it aired, they had people calling in or writing the studio asking what the translation was.
That didn't surprise me.
That's pretty spectacular. I mean, especially this cartoon is from what year?
1966.
Oh, yeah. No, man, we are just past Vatican II. Like, all the people used to love going to Catholic Church, so they didn't understand the Mass. They wanted that translation.
Oh, poor Minnie Hart.
So were we?
My
not
favorite
supposed
GIF
to...
is of the Grinch smiling.
So were we?
God, he's grumpy.
Were we not supposed to actually read the book? Because
I
definitely listened to this audio.
Reads the book. Why read the book when you can have Boris Karloff read it too?
I had Zero Mostel read it to me.
That's fair.
Question for the group. Is the Grinch naked in shoes, or is he wearing a suit that is green?
You know, okay, I've never thought about that before, and I don't really want to.
God, look at those teeth.
The Who's, the Who's down in Whoville have clothes on.
Yeah, but he does.
Yeah, they do. The Grinch don't play that game.
I think it's a onesie. I think it's a onesie.
Isn't the Grinch also a Who, though?
Debatable.
A mutated Who.
Yep. Well, this is 60s, so yeah, he may be a victim of nuclear fallout.
He could just be a smoker. He smokes two packs of Lucky Strikes a day, non-filtered.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
Wears a green onesie and smokes two packs of Lucky Strikes a day. That'll do it to you.
So is this
That's a sweet instrument.
The entire book being read?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Boris Karloff reads the full book.
Yeah. And then the songs were all created for the special.
So where do I understand that the Who's are all part of an elaborate ska band?
Oh dear God.
Man, this is a little early.
Blum Bloopas.
A German ska band.
We're like 20 years before like formal ska and like, you know, 10 years before proto ska.
I don't think this part's in the book. I just read it today.
I trust you. I don't know.
Like, I don't remember lacrosse being in the book.
I'm sure they added more lines. Wasn't Seuss still involved at this point when this was made?
I'm sure he was.
Seuss himself died in the 90s, if memory serves.
I want that. Yummy.
Yeah, it does look good. Yeah, I'm definitely a coffee drinker on Christmas. It's just how I am.
I don't drink coffee, so.
You only drink coffee on Christmas?
No, I'm definitely a coffee drinker on Christmas. At least 2 or 3 cups in the morning.
I'm so confused. Is that different from your normal routine?
Yeah, I only do like 1 or 2 normally a day.
Zach, confused.
Yeah, no, it's all right. Don't ask. It's best just not to ask.
Bill, when do
they're
you
all
wrap
pretty
your...
thick.
Yeah.
Yeah, they like their food. Yeah. They like their roast beast.
Bill, when do you wrap your Christmas gifts? The day before, right, you know, as you get them? It sounds like Zach is staying up till like 4 o'clock in the morning, and he's like, oh, I need to pound some coffee. Now.
I don't believe
now
in that.
No, that's definitely not.
Bill buys
7 o'clock.
When I buy the present from Walmart the day before, I buy a bag with it.
All right, that's fair.
I have some reusable Christmas paper, so it's pretty much just like a cloth, like those old book cover things that we would put on textbooks.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
This poor puppy.
I work retail, so I know how to wrap.
I'm a good wrapper too, but the paper, you know, now I'm a sustainable little psychopath, so.
All right, but I don't curl ribbon, all right? I don't do that shit for free, at least.
I wonder why it's 53 years. Like, that's such a random number. Is he 53? Was he born there on the hill? That right there is my favorite. This,
yeah, this is good. God, that's creepy.
Zach, you said that, so Arya really likes the DreamWorks Illumination or whatever it is version.
Oh, no, she absolutely loves the Benedict Cumberbatch version of this.
Which one's
that? It's
not
bad. It's not offensive by any stretch.
Which one is that?
The most recent one that came out. Like, about it.
I don't think I've seen
that.
It's
not bad. I mean, it's not.
I haven't either.
It's, like, the only thing it does different is this whole song is a rap.
Interesting.
By Tyler, the Creator, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he did the soundtrack for that. All right, yeah, so you are talking about the Illumination or whatever it is, the
yes.
computer animated one.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
So, Boris Karloff does the reading. He also does the voice of the Grinch, but they went back and edited his voice. I took out the highs or the lows, I can't remember. So that's why it sounds like a weird editing job. You can clearly tell the track is a little different when the Grinch talks.
I love how the Grinch has a whole like sewing setup.
He's sustainable. He's speaking your language.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. Like, where'd he get that fabric?
39 and a half foot pole.
So I think we've addressed if he designs his own clothes, he is wearing a onesie, right?
No, no. I can't get behind that.
Yeah, no, he's naked.
Okay. He might be naked, but why does he wear shoes?
Because
it's cold.
Cold and he's a decent human, or whatever he is.
They are indoor
shoes. On his little shoes. Like he has on the little red shoes.
Did he take off his other shoes?
I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, if anything, guys, let's not kink shame.
We've talked about this during Harry Potter. Let's,
not quite.
Let's skip the feet thing.
I think he just believes in indoor shoes.
I was trying
and
to sell
shoes.
Feet pics on my OnlyFans. I didn't get any monies though.
I didn't know you had.
Do
OnlyFans.
You actually have
given
an
money.
OnlyFans, Bill?
Oh, of course not.
Well, I don't know. It's 2021. Be your own boss.
I guess.
I mean, technically,
I don't think anyone would pay anything.
I mean, gay men that are into feet probably like man feet.
Yeah, that's true.
And some women that are into feet, which I don't think there's as many men, but who knows?
You never know. I mean, let's also acknowledge, by the way, that they were going to do a reissue of this in the 80s, and they were going to have Boris Karloff's voice redone with David Bowie.
Really? Yeah. That would have been great.
I know, yeah. Right? I'd be all about that.
I would have been so down with that.
I think the reason it was either because a Labyrinth had just come out or something like that, but that was part of the reason why.
The Labyrinth.
I just rewatched
just
that 2 weeks ago.
Oh, Max, poor guy.
Why didn't the Grinch let him get on the sled?
Yeah, it literally doesn't make any sense.
There we go.
I mean, the Grinch can't be that bad. He does have a doggy.
I don't know.
Dogs love unconditionally, yeah. Unlike cats.
It's not earned love.
That's not
true. Scout got her little teeth brushed, and she got a good brush.
I keep forgetting that this wasn't a movie. It was a TV special back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still a movie.
Yeah, well, is it, though? No, that's true.
Yeah?
It is. In the same way that The Day After was, and it basically kept Reagan from nuking Russia. I mean, we can go with that.
That does not look like a safe ladder.
I know what you're talking about. It's perfectly safe. You got a dog there to support it. All right. The dog, if
it's only unsafe for the dog because you're not supposed to walk underneath a ladder.
See, it, in my opinion, this is where the movie becomes, this is a horror movie.
I know.
I wouldn't call it a horror film at all. But it is.
It is a little creepy at times.
Up. But he's the Grinch.
I did have a moment.
I forgot about him slithering like a snake.
I did have a moment when I was listening to the audiobook before we started where I was like, oh man, at the very end, this is the quickest time I've ever seen someone go through all 12 steps of AA in a single period. seems to fit that AA ended up coming back up.
Can we acknowledge that Max probably should have died at least 9 times throughout the entirety of this movie?
Max is the real hero really. Here.
Maybe since he's as small as a cat, he's got 9 lives.
Oh, that's true.
This is such a great song. Seasick crocodile.
I mean, really, if you look at it, this dude has a misallocation of talents. He could have been a professional pool player. He could have any number of different things instead of focusing on...
He's extremely talented.
Yeah, I know.
Talented,
that's what I'm
yeah.
like. Dude,
he really is.
You're wasting your life. look at this balance.
You're rotter. Song is great.
That really is.
There's so many sick
You're
burns
a hard
in here.
To get tomato.
Crushed.
I love that Max is a tree there.
Toadstool sandwich.
Katie, does Scout have Christmas sweaters that match yours?
Scout doesn't have any clothes. She's a naked bitch.
So you begrudge the Grinch for being naked, but Scout can be naked.
Well, one's a cat.
She just said she didn't want to think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't want to think about it because he doesn't have a you know what.
Well, I told you.
Well, it's covered by his green fur.
Yeah, I mean, bears have you know what's, but it's covered by fur.
They also walk not bipedally, so we can't tell.
True. He's in a onesie, true. Guys. All right, it's just dirty.
Okay, what is who hash, by the way?
It's like spam.
Corned beef hash, brah.
Spam. What is
Oh, you think it's spam?
Okay. Because I was like,
I was thinking like corned beef
oh,
hash.
Oh,
I just thought.
There we go.
Or is it chopped up who's?
Soylent Green.
Soylent Green. Oh my God, Katie, good job.
Soylent who?
I may not know many old movies, but I know that one.
Also, why is Cindy Lou Who so fucking cute compared to the rest of the Who's? Jesus.
And why does she have antenna?
They all have weird stuff.
Yeah.
Also, why is that ornament so big?
Yeah, that's a really good question.
She's so little.
Why are you inhibiting capitalism, Santa Claus?
I mean, I think that's because Santa Claus is a product of capitalism and Coca-Cola.
The shadow's cool.
Yeah, that's some pretty good animation.
I never noticed that.
I should correct myself, all right? It's the idea of a short, fat Santa Claus that is the product of capitalism. The tall, slender Father Christmas. It's a folklore.
Oh, that's true. By the way, this movie had the equivalent of like $2.5 million for a budget back in the day. That is pretty impressive.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
For a 30-minute TV show?
Yeah, that's a lot.
What?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Man, you know what that means? There are a lot of animators who are vastly underpaid today.
No, 100%. Yeah. That's never changed. The sky is blue and animators will always get shit pay. That's a fact.
Jesus.
He doesn't have enough bags for this.
No, he really doesn't.
Well, you just take the people's
no,
bags.
It's got the Hermione. What's the spell Hermione uses with the bag? Which is like is never ending.
See, this is classic 60s where they just repeat animation over and over again.
Oh, hell yeah. Your soul.
Even like.
it's just good bird.
We missed it earlier, but when.
Yeah, because they said that he only got stuck in the chimney once.
We missed it earlier, but when he like cuts off the antlers off of Max's head, you can like see the lines, the little black lines where it's like where they're going to pull the antler off.
Oh really?
I didn't catch that.
It's like a fixed image, and then they've got the moving pieces, and then what's actually going to move after the shot?
Stunk.
Holy cow! Not only that, but it took 14 months to make this.
That seems reasonable.
I feel like that sounds about right.
They didn't have a lot of animations back then. He didn't have that many bags before. I'm just putting that out there.
Yeah. Apparently, though, all the music they did for this whole thing, they did in like a day. They did it in like 8 hours.
Max.
This is another thing where, this dog would be straight up dead between the whip and this. Yeah, no, this dog is dead.
No, I know. I think Max is a beast. Look at that champ. Look at that champ go.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the, dog race in, like, Alaska?
Iditarod.
Yeah. Iditarod.
All right. Max.
Gosh, Katie was on point with that.
Good job, Katie.
For once. Maxie. He would just walk right out of that little leash too.
Also, Bill and Alex, I didn't realize apparently Susian Latin is considered an official language.
Bye.
What's Susie?
Susian Latin, or the Latin of Dr. Seuss.
Oh, okay. I needed context. Yeah. I wasn't smart enough to pick up what you're putting down.
Basically, he tried to create his own Esperanto, and maybe he won, maybe he didn't.
Zach, have you ever tried to pick up Dothraki? You sound like
I haven't, but
like
I'm trying to learn.
Who would get the Rosetta Stone for Dothraki?
I would. I would also get it for God. Klingon too.
Well, he forgot to take all the damn bells.
Yeah, where these bells come from?
Yeah, but he would have needed a whole another sled for all those damn bells.
So is this what we're seeing here, is this what, like, communism is supposed to look like?
I don't think it's about communism.
Zach. I'm going to edit your entire... I'm just not going to put in your track. Your audio track's going to be somehow missing from this entire discussion.
And no one will know.
No, that's fair. It came.
It came.
Those are some gnarly mountains.
Same.
Yeah. 12 days later on January 6th. Like, like all Catholics know. All right, so the reason I asked you what you all do is because one year for Christmas, my mom put all of my brother's gifts on one side of the tree, put all my gifts on another side of the tree, and then just threw sheets over both piles and said, "There you go."
What?
There you go.
That's outstanding.
Figure it the fuck out.
we were probably like...
We didn't really do presents. Like,
yeah.
that wasn't a big thing for us.
We were teenagers, so we no longer believed in Santa Claus. I'm sorry, Mom. Actually, I still believe in Santa Claus. And I asked Santa Claus for some new boots, and it'd be great if I could get them. Thanks. But yeah, so it was definitely at a point where it's like, all right, we're divorced. You're going to have Christmas here. You're going to have Christmas over at your dad's house in a little bit. Enjoy your toys, because you've got to put them away in 2 hours in order to go over to your dad's.
Yeah.
Can we just acknowledge, by the way, too, like, I don't know if this is a Seussism, but Grinch has got a pretty thick butt.
Just they all do.
Yeah.
He's got a donk
on him.
For sure. Uh-oh. Here it goes.
Get it. This is where he has a heart attack.
I'm pretty sure that's a medical
condition. Yeah, like
condition,
gigantism
like
of the
heart.
Heart.
Yeah. But that's also how he's able to... It's actually Andre the Giant. This is his first acting role.
Wait, did you hear that? 10 Grinches. So maybe the Grinches are like another creature, like the Whos.
Oh, yeah.
And this is just the
So he's,
one,
his, he's his own species.
Yeah, he's just the one that lives here.
Yeah, and it also means this now became super racist.
I don't think this one is either.
I'm not sure how you made that stretch. Yeah. Zach, I'm removing your audio.
I mean, there has been a lot of stuff that has come out about Dr. Seuss, but I think the Grinch Who Stole Christmas is not problematic.
No, yeah. Not at all. Although his eyes did turn blue.
Well, that's because he's not evil anymore. They were red.
Yeah, they were creepy. This is funny. I don't know. This is not a reputable source. But is the Grinch actually the same species as the Whos? He's a different subspecies, which explains the greenness.
Where are you? Is this like a...
The Grinch kind are actually quite numerous, but most live a long distance from Whoville.
Oh, very well.
Are you looking this up?
Is this a paper? Yeah, is it a WordPress blog? Is it on Reddit? Like, I need to know the source.
Yep. Is it peer-reviewed?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he said he grew the strength of 10 Grinches.
Yeah. This is, I don't know what this is. This is a horrible source, but I'll put it in the chat.
Oh, I just assume. Is it Grinches or Grinchi? Sasquatches? Sasquatch.
It's obviously Grinch in.
The narrator said Grinches.
So that's really the next movie right there, is he finds the rest of his kind.
And then they all come back and eat the Whos.
Ah, there we go.
All right. Well, now I'm ready for Christmas.
I am too.
Well,
hey, there's Aslan.
That was exciting.
Yeah, that was good.
Wait, the Grinch? The Grinches? What?
The Grinch, Grinches, the Cat in the Hat.
All right.
Also a lot of birds.
I'm pausing this. Okay.
Anyway.
What the hell is the Grinch, the Grinches, and the Cat in the Hat?
Well, that's you've
the Grinch. Grinch is the Cat in the Hat.
You've rented
those three
it for
different
another 48
things?
Hours, so you.
There's three separate shows here, but we covered the one we're playing.
Very nice.
All right, that was fun, guys. Really fun. It's Christmas time now.
Yeah. It's officially Christmas. We don't need Thanksgiving. That's a fake holiday.
I like Thanksgiving.
There's so many things that I'm gonna not be your audience unless you just. Stop being ridiculous.
Anyway, so do we want to do winners and losers for this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't see why not. All right.
Katie, who is your winner and loser for this?
She was so excited until 2 hours ago.
I think there's not a loser.
Yeah, I don't think there's a loser.
I think they're all winners. However, if we do go by financial costs, the Whos are definitely losers because all their stuff got taken and brought back, but it's not the same. But maybe they made everything. Like, do they have malls? I don't know.
Well, again,
they definitely did in the movie.
Yeah, that's true.
The Jim Carrey movie, there are malls.
Oh, that one's so creepy.
It is really creepy, like uncomfortably so.
It is.
And I don't know if that's just because of Jim Carrey or just really bad directing decisions.
I think both.
Yeah, probably. But anyway. All right, fair enough. Alex, who are your winners and losers?
My loser is the Lorax, and my winner is the Grinch.
Yes!
Yes!
I speak for the trees!
For the trees have no tongue.
That's
that one's one of my favorite.
It is. That's actually, yeah. That's, yeah, that's good. Me and Aria read that at least once a month. That is one of our favorite Seuss books.
I really like the movie adaptation as well.
Yeah.
With Danny DeVito as the Lorax.
Right.
It's great.
Yeah, yeah, that one's good.
Really well done.
He'd be my choice for the Lorax anyway. Short and hairy. Ah, beautiful, beautiful. Bill, who is your winner and loser?
I don't have a loser here. Yeah, I guess like Katie said, it could be the Who people, because even though they got their stuff back, I'm sure it's all damaged and they got to sort through it, and that's kind of a pain. But no real loser. My winner is Max, because he gets a potentially caring and loving owner out of this. You know, that little dog, that little dog needs it, man.
See, I'm going to go ahead and say my winner was also Max, because he really helped his master, father, friend, whatever human thing we're going to call, equivalency we're going to call the Grinch. He really helped that guy turn a full 360. I'm going to say the loser is whoever it is that's having to make all this food and all this stuff again and again. I'm not saying the Who's, but we're going to say the entrepreneurs, the shop owners, the cooks of Who Society. They're just getting fucked over by this. It's like the most anti-small business thing I've ever seen. So
you're all over the place today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah,
small businesses, communism.
Anyway.
I can't support anything that you said tonight.
I mean, even the socialist over here doesn't quite understand what you're saying.
No, that's fair. But no, I think that's all I've got. This was a fantastic little movie. It truly is. So I looked it up. This is one of the very few TV specials that has a full 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. And Rotten Tomatoes is actually very, very happy about that. They make a point of pointing that out.
It's a perfect little show.
It is. It's truly, yeah, it's perfect.
And it doesn't seem that short, even though it is.
Yeah. What was it? Only 23 minutes,
yeah,
or so?
Yeah.
But it does feel, I'm in the Christmas mood right now. And for our listeners, we're recording this before Thanksgiving, which to me, I never, you know, I don't listen to Christmas music or anything. I don't do any Christmassy stuff until after Thanksgiving.
Until Friday, but after Thanksgiving.
I'm in the Christmas mood, guys.
Yeah,
I know.
And by Christmas mood, I mean, give me gifts.
I'm ready to go get my Christmas sweaters out.
Oh, man.
You look like
you're
about to take a nap.
Do you do letters?
I'm tired now.
Do you do postcards? Katie, I've been considering doing postcards, me and Oxford. What do you think?
For Christmas cards?
Yes.
You should. That's cute. Put him in a little Santa hat.
Yeah.
I've never sent a Christmas card. Maybe I will one day.
I'm not adulting enough to send Christmas cards. We plan on it every year. One year we got them out in time for New Year's.
That's good. Back in the day, my mom would do a New Year letter, not Christmas.
Huh. It's kind of cool.
All right. Well, let's. I think we all enjoyed ourselves. But let's move into plugs. Bill, since you are our Epimanius host, what are you plugging tonight?
I have a bit of a weird plug. So I've been reading poetry with Walter.
Ooh, yeah.
At nighttime.
Ooh.
And I've been stuck on Kipling, and we're reading If, Ooh. which is a lot to take in Walt's 5. But to his credit, like, so I'll read a line and then we'll discuss it. Like, he's getting a lot of this. Like,
that's so cute.
Yeah, I'm really impressed with it. He's just such a emotionally intelligent young man. I don't know where he gets it from, because it's not Kelsarai.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
But it's super fun. And the poem is pretty short, and Kipling has a lot of options, but If is the favorite one I'm rereading right now. And if you're super lazy like me, there's also a great YouTube clip of, what's his name, Michael Caine, reading it, and he goes into a little bit of a discussion about it afterwards. That's what what the poem means to him, and it's really, really, really good. So, yeah, if you have a couple of minutes to spare, I suggest reading it.
Nice.
That's it.
Good. Where can we follow you at?
At Wild Bill Hurt on Twitter and Instagram.
Very cool. Alex, what are you going to plug tonight?
My plug is off.
That's a good plug.
So it's 12:30. I get a call from Dan. All right. He is shitty drunk. And I'm like, well, looks like I've got to find someone's keys. Because Dan is lost. He wants me to come have a drink with him. I'm like, all right, there's a bar at 16th and Samson. I'll meet you there. All right. He's on the corner of 15th and Samson. All right. By the time I found him, he had walked north of City Hall and was all the way up by Drexel's Med School. And so instead of going one block west, he went like 15 to 20 blocks north.
Jesus.
I love it.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
I was like, where the fuck are you? I was like, head back down south towards, and he didn't know any of the buildings. He's really not good with Philadelphia. Like, Philadelphia, I can't be lost in. Like, it feels like home to me. You know, it's just a grid pattern, right? I'm like trying to tell him that he needs to get back to the big yellow clock. It used to be a white clock, I would presume. But, you know, it's City Hall. It's fucking old, right?
It's a little grungy.
So I finally run into him at City Hall, and we walk down to the bar that I had told him to meet me at. And, you know, I step in. They say, oh, you know, it's, we've already given last call. I said, you know, you just gave last call. Is it all right if we just have one drink? She looks at me, and she says, okay. Then Dan steps forward, and she looks at him, and she says, no, we're closed.
Beautiful.
That's awesome.
It was so fucking shitty. So,
God, I love him.
I was like, all right, well, you know, I haven't seen Dan since his wedding. This is a super fucking long tangent. Anyway, I haven't seen Dan since the fucking wedding. All right, I'm really excited. Like, he got married. They had a honeymoon. I moved down to Baltimore. They moved up to Maine. Like, they had a kid. You know, it's great.
Lots of cool stuff happening.
Like, we just happened to be in Philadelphia the same, you know, same day. We got to run into each other, right? That's what buds are for, Zach. And
They are.
Yeah, Zach.
And I meet up with him, and I walked him all the way back to Old City, to his hotel, the Marriott next to the Zahav. All right, so that's my plug. Zahav, go. Great restaurant, pretty expensive, but well worth it. And I do recommend all of the martinis.
Fantastic. Katie, as we prevent you from dying this evening, because you look like death is coming for you now.
I don't look like death. What the fuck?
Damn, well, Zach, your death. Audio is cut. You're not allowed to speak anymore.
I'm tired.
She's tired.
You're deathly tired.
I actually worked longer than normal today. I mean, you guys probably have longer hours than I do, but I'm not used to this bologna sausage. So, at work... Go ahead.
Did you fly down to North Carolina, or?
Yeah, I did.
How did you get back? Yeah.
I got back pretty late Sunday, but, you know, that was like 2 days ago now.
Okay. I interrupted your story, but...
Oh, you're fine. So at work, I found a copy of Anne Sexton's Transformations. Anne Sexton is a poet, so we're really riding the poetry theme tonight, which I love. And Transformations is a retelling of fairy tales. So if you're not familiar with poetry or you don't really like it, this might be kind of an easy way in. Anne Sexton is really great. Contemporary poet. I believe she also... committed suicide. Most poets and artists do, but great poet.
All right, very, very deep downer.
Maybe that was Adrian Rich.
or Sylvia Plath. I mean, they're
well, Sylvia Plath definitely did, but Adrian Rich and Anne Sexton are kind of more similar in that contemporary schema. You know what? They might have all have. Anyway,
this is so depressing. This was supposed to be a happy episode.
I didn't realize we were watching It's a Wonderful Life tonight.
Yeah, I know, right?
Jesus. Oh, I know. That was another option. Oh. We'll do that next time.
We got to read the little book, too, now that we found it.
Yeah.
So yeah, where can we find you? That was a making of. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. At Regular Bookworm.
Okay, cool. Very cool.
is that on Instagram, on Twitter, TikTok?
In the world.
Just on Instagram.
Just say it out loud.
On Instagram. I'm manifesting, boys. I'm manifesting.
Very well.
What is going on?
Oh, man. All right, so.
Oh, I forgot to say where. Wait, Zach.
No, do it.
I forgot to say, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at OxStartup. And you can follow Oxford on Instagram at ThatCatOxford. But if you want a postcard, all right, a Christmas postcard, just DM either of us, and I'll definitely get them done, and I will send all three of you a postcard.
Are you saying that if our listeners DM That Cat Oxford for a postcard, you'll send one?
Oh, yeah. I'll send
Oxford.
You a Christmas postcard.
Oxford will send one.
Yeah.
Oxford will send one.
Oxford will sign it.
I want one from Oxford with a little kitty, like, paw print. I mean,
a little ink print.
It's the same card, right? Like, it's the same photos. Whether you... It just... Oxford will sign it, all right? If you get it from him, and I'll sign it, you know, lovingly. Very kindly from me.
wasn't there a book that came out like a year or two ago that was entirely written by a bookstore cat?
Yeah, like I have it.
Oh, the one laying on the keyboard, yeah. Right? Is that the Raven?
Yeah, from Raven Bookstore down in Kansas.
Yeah, that's right where I was the last couple of years. That was a really cool little bookstore.
Fantastic.
Super friendly. So
when they closed for COVID, when they reopened after COVID, they realized that one of the part-time employees had been leaving Microsoft Word up whenever the cat would come over to the register, and it would lay on the keyboard, but the register, it's just a Windows computer, so they can go back and forth and look up books in one screen and ring up in another. The cat would sleep on the keyboard, so she would open up Word and awesome. Complete nonsense. Fantastic. Dashiell the cat. Epic author.
Marvelous.
He is the
is
feline James Joyce.
Is it an actual book, though?
Yeah, it's
an actual
checkbook.
Here.
I don't like the sound of that.
It's called the Sound and the Purry. The Sound and the Purry. Here it is. All right. By Dashiell, the bookstore cat. Highly recommend. It's a novel. And here is the author on the back. See, we got a full ISBN 13. Not an ISBN 10.
Wait,
that's real.
Can you open up a page for me?
Sure. This is an entire page of X's.
Oh my god, it's literally a book. Holy fuck. And people have actually bought that?
Yes, I did.
Alex Tardiff did.
47 pages written by a cat, and I own it.
That's good stuff, man. That's a monograph right there. Good for him.
That's amazing.
It's
probably better
than
my monograph.
It's even signed. Look at that. Look at that signature.
Okay, look at it. Look at that paw print.
That's real. Aw, that's cute. That paw print's too perfect.
Oxford's getting jealous.
Yeah, that paw print's too perfect.
Yeah, it's a stamp. They even had stamps.
Oh, my goodness.
I really like that store. I should go down and visit. Next time.
Very nice.
Oh, I see how it is. You'll go visit when I'm not there anymore.
Man.
They're killing it on their social media.
Yeah, no, they're incredible.
So I will close out the evening with my plug. So I have been in a need for happy books of late. Holiday times are not necessarily a great time for me. Happiness wise, there are reasons for that. But I'll tell you guys, if you want a good, just down to brass tacks romance, Eleanor and Park by Rainbow Rowell. I plugged it before. I'm rereading it again. It's a romance that takes place in the 80s over comic books by a young Korean boy and a young redhead, mutual bonding over their love of nerd stuff. And it is so sweet and so saccharine, much alike Ted Lasso, which hashtag Ted Lasso, you should be watching it. It is just, it's just a good old piece of butter in terms of reading. It's super good. Probably not good for you in terms of literary stuff. That's why I'm going to redeem myself by reading The Sound and the Fury, the actual Sound and the Furry, not The Sound and the Purry, although I will get that anyway. I'm going to be reading The Sound and the Fury next month, but, you know, to prepare myself, I'm going to be reading Eleanor and Park, which, again, check it out by Rainbow Rowell, available at your local bookstore, and also at Amazon if you support the Evil Empire. Support the Evil Empire. Wait, what? No, don't do that.
Go. Stop. Zach, see my comment about you now having to type everything you say for approval before you actually speak.
Oh, my goodness. All right, well, that's it, everyone. It has been great having you. We'll see you next time. That is it. We are out. Night-night.
Ciao.
Night.
Happy holidays.
Hey, happy holidays.
Yeah, yeah. Bye. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
All the holidays.
As always, all of us at Buds, Books, and Booze want to remind you that if you're going through difficult times, you're not alone, and there are resources to help. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 1-800-273-8255. Press option 1 for the Veterans Crisis Line or text 838-255. If you feel more comfortable texting, you can use the crisis text line by texting HOME, H-O-M-E, to 741-741. And the Trevor Project for the LGBTQ community by calling 1-866-488-7386. Or text START, S-T-A-R-T, to 678-678. Remember, there are resources available, and you don't have to go through hard times alone.